Hello, I'm Gino Gutierrez with KSFR News. In moments, I'm going to be joined by Andy Lyman, reporter for New Mexico Political Report, who sits down and talks with KSFR about the upcoming legislative session and the budget released by both the governor and the Senate Finance Committee.
So, Andy, legislation's still a few weeks away, but there's some pretty big headlines coming out about things that'll be discussed during the oncoming legislation, one of those being the dueling budget plans that the governor and the Senate's Finance Committee has kind of released. Do you mind just walking our listeners through why there are two budget plans being released?
So it's without getting too in the weeds of the specifics of it, I think it's just sort of a standard operating procedure, especially when you have maybe a governor who is separate from the minority, right? So that's what we have right now. The governor is Democrat. Legislature is controlled by Democrats. And so what you end up having is sort of the beginnings of hopefully a compromise, right? And so I think that's sort of par for the course that the governor and the majority party puts forward a budget proposal, and the Republicans in this case say, well, how about this? And I think you're going to see a lot of debates over where to spend money. I think you're going to have a lot of conversations about funding for law enforcement. We've got this sort of tough on crime thing going on and sort of trying to fix crime, particularly in the Albuquerque area. So I think things will change probably in the next couple of weeks. We'll probably see, maybe not in the next couple of weeks, I'm sorry, within the first few weeks of the session, we'll probably see some amendments and negotiations, hopefully.
And both plans are give a huge spike to spending, more than $8.4 billion, a record high for the state. And a lot of that is providing increase in salary to teachers and state employees. And as you mentioned, also allocating to law enforcement. Are you surprised by the proposed increase that legislators are wanting to spend this fiscal year?
Not particularly, especially considering if you go back, the past several years, the two things you mentioned, crime and education, are two big things that have sort of been hovering around for the past couple of years. We've got the Yazzie Martinez lawsuit that's sort of out there, and this this issue of funding education. I'm not all that surprised that they would propose increase for teachers, considering that teachers have been through a lot, and we've got this, you know, COVID is still around, right? So we've got this issue of teachers having to do a lot more work than they have maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And then as far as the crime goes, not a big surprise, because of course crime in Albuquerque has been all over the news statewide, and I think that's something that everyone probably wants to address.
And in looking at the two budget plans, we'll touch on education first. There are some key differences between what the governor has proposed and what the Senate Finance Committee has proposed. First thing that stands out is the Opportunity Scholarship that the governor wants to put $85 million towards, whereas the Senate's Finance Committee only wants to do half of that. You mentioned earlier compromise. Is this kind of where that comes in between the two groups to find that middle ground on what the budget will eventually look like?
Yeah, especially with the Senate Finance, which is obviously also controlled by Democrats. But and this is really nothing new, depending on which governor we've had. The former chairman of that, John Arthur Smith from Deming, he was always the one that was sort of battling the governor, no matter what party that governor was from. And so you have some sort of high profile and maybe strong personalities running some of these Senate committees, and the Senate Finance Committee right now is chaired by George Munoz, who is a little bit more of a maybe moderate Democrat, some would argue a conservative Democrat. So I think that's where some of those differences come in between the committee and the governor. I think ultimately some sort of compromise will have to happen, or else we'll end up in a position where there is no budget and we have to go to a special session. So it's a matter of who's going to sort of back off on which issue and where they can find middle ground, I think.
And the second thing we touched on was crime. Obviously, crime has increased in Albuquerque. Santa Fe also saw an increase in violent crime as well. There was a article by the Albuquerque Journal where Republicans in the House have been pushing recently over the past few years to increase crime fighting laws, toughen laws, and also joining with Democrats this upcoming legislation to hopefully drive tougher laws through to kind of tackle crime fighting. Are you hearing anything in specifics of what kind of laws they're looking to target, or is it just kind of in the planning phase at this point?
Yeah, I haven't heard any specifics. I know that some of the pre-filed legislation comes from one Republican House member, Bill Ream from Albuquerque. But I don't know that his necessarily deal with the budget as much. And that's the other sort of thing to remember, is that if it's not budget related, then it has to be put on the call by the governor. So if it is just budgetary issues for law enforcement, that's something that they can address without the governor putting it on the call. But, you know, ultimately, I think it comes down to a matter of opinions from, and I don't want to say both sides, because there are some Democrats that are saying we need to, you know, toughen these laws. But yeah, I think it's really hard to speculate too much this early on, especially what might be in there. I know that Raul Torres, the district attorney for the Albuquerque area, will probably be up in Santa Fe a lot, sort of advocating for some of the stuff that he wants. And traditionally, the judicial branch of the state, that includes prosecutors, public defenders, and judges, it's historically been underfunded. Or maybe not underfunded, but they've always asked for more money. So it could be some of that. It could be, we could see a lot of different stuff coming out for that. And so I don't know any of the specific bills and what the proposals might be yet, but also things move pretty fast in the legislature. So for those that are new to watching it, we could see a flurry of bills come in, you know, halfway through. We could see things change within the first couple of weeks. And so it's sometimes hard to plan for some of this stuff.
That was Andy Lyman, reporter with New Mexico Political Report. I want to thank Andy for taking some time to sit down with KSFR to discuss this topic. For KSFR News, I'm Gino Gutierrez.